I have faced a lot of challenges in my career as a woman doing scientific research. It started when I left university. Margaret Thatcher had just made a sweeping cut in the sort of things that I was doing in science research. And I did zoology, and I was interested in behaviour and things that are of no commercial value. So there was no funding for them. So I wanted to do a PhD. I'd always wanted to just go into academia. And I tried and tried and tried to do a PhD, and I kept answering adverts. And because I was a really good student, I'd be invited for interview. But it was really annoying because I'd get there, and this was in the days before the Sex Discrimination Act. I'd get there and they'd say, well, we've got another applicant who's a male, and men get more funding in. So unless he refuses, you can't get the PhD, but you're second. And I repeatedly got letters from them saying, you know, I'm sorry about that, you're really good, but we have to hire men if we can. And so it's actually explicit. So I got really fed up. So in the end, I designed my own PhD. Well, except I didn't finish it as a PhD because my dad came in, so it was something not related to my being a woman, but just a family thing rather. And so I got the funding for it from conservation organisations, from the World Wildlife Fund. And this was to study a bird that no one had studied before on St Helena in the South Atlantic. So I went off there and spent about 6 months there. And even doing that, I had problems because the moment I got onto the island, I was interrogated by the people, the Agriculture and Fisheries Department, who were going to help me. You know, was I serious about this? Because I was a woman, after all, and women, you know, they don't get jobs in science. So why was I actually doing this? Was it just to have a holiday? So from the start, I had to convince them that actually I was a scientist. I had to come back off the island because my dad was ill, and I was thinking of going back, but he had cancer, which is why I decided not to go back, because I would have had to stay on for 2 years without coming back if I'd continued the research.